So begin the current Daf Masechtas Megillah Daf Dalet. Begin on the bottom of Gimel Mabez, on the bottom line, where the Gemara continues with another teaching, which we have many teachings from Rabbi Shu ben Levi, continuing now on this theme regarding this first parak regarding the Megillah Nikras, specifically regarding Mukafas Chema, which we said those cities that are surrounded with a wall from the days of Bishu ben Nun, they recite the Megillah not like everyone else on the 14th of Adar, but rather on the 15th of Adar. So on that theme, says the Gemara of Amri Bishu ben Levi, says, as a continuing type of Dalet and Aleph, it says, Lod, the city of Lod, V'oinai v'gehacharashim, which these are from the cities of Sheva ben Yamin, as the Pasuk says in the Sefer Divrei Yamim, which it says that those cities are a part of the tribe of ben Yamin. Now, Yishu ben Levi had a tradition, a Maseirah from his teachers, that Mukafas Chayme Mimais Yishu ben Nun Haba, that those cities were surrounded with walls from the days of Yishu ben Nun, which that's the halacha, even if there is, we said in the previous daf, even if it doesn't have a wall right now, but if it had in the days of Yishu ben Nun, or if it has, but you have to know that it was there then it will have the halacha as the Ir Mukafas Chayma. Now, the reason why he had to say specifically these cities is because those walls look new, as the Gemara is going to shortly explain, because actually those walls, they had been from the days of Yishu ben Nun, but they fell and then they reestablished them. So Yishu ben Levi had to testify that these are cities that were originally walled in the days of Yishu ben Nun, and therefore they're going to recite the Megillah on the 15th of Adar. Because as the Gemara actually discussed and says, what, Vahan Yishu ben Nini? Is that really so that these cities in Sheva ben Yamin, they were built in the days of Yishu ben Nun? But V'ho'el Pal Benani, but a later person, generations later, he built it. The Chassidic says the Pasuk in Divrei Yamim Aleph. It says, U'b'nei'el Pal, who they were Aver, U'misham, B'shamer. So it says that this individual, Pal, who bana es Einoi ve'es Loid, he built Einoi, Loid, B'nesea, and the surrounding towns. So how could you say it was in days of Yishu ben Nun when we see it was later times? The Gemara responds and says, well, Tamech, according to your reasoning that you're asking, how could it have been the days of Yishu when you see a Pasuk that says that El Paul had built it? Then what do you do? Actually, you could see from a Pasuk that it wasn't El Paul, that Asa beninu, that Asa, he later had built it. Because the Chsev, you have a Pasuk in Devar Yamin Beis that says, of a Yivan that he built, who Asa built, Es Ari HaBetsuris Asher Yehuda, the fortified cities that were for Judah. Now, as Rashi points out, there is no such Pasuk in Tanakh, but there is a similar pasuk that says, "V'yivin arei mitzri b'Yehuda." He built the fortified cities in Yehuda. Now, although that these were actually, as we're talking about, cities, they were cities in Sheva ben Yamin, not in Yehuda. But however, the kings of Judah, they ruled over Sheva ben Yamin, as we find by Asa, as the pasuk brings in Devar Yamin Beis, that even the cities of ben Yamin he fortified, like the pasuk says in Perek Tazayin, which talks about arei ben Yamin. As it says, these were Ar ben Yamin and Sefer Yeshua that he fortified. So therefore, he's the one that built these cities of Loid, Oina. He built the walls. So how could you ask and say, how could it have been Yeshua? You see, it was El Paul. But I could bring a different pasuk that says it wasn't El Paul. It was later Asa. So rather, says the Gemara, that actually answers the question. Amr Belazar, he says, yes, like Yishu ben Levi had said, Hani Mukafas Chaymei Memeis Yishu ben Nun Haba. These were cities that were walled from the days of Yishu ben Nun. And therefore, they're going to recite the Megillah on the 15th of Adar. Now, but Charev b'mei Pelegish b'Giva, but it was destroyed at the famous incident in the days of the concubine in Giva, which, because of an incident that happened in Sheva ben Yamin, the Jewish people destroyed the area of Sheva ben Yamin and all its cities, like the Pasuk says in Sefer Shevtim, that all the cities they found, they lit on fire, and they destroyed these cities. Now, v'as El Paul b'ninu, but then El Paul later came and he built it up. Therefore, it says he built it. But again, it was surrounded with walls from the days of Yishu ben Nun. But then he built it in Hadr and pulled, and again it fell. And also Asa Shabtzin. Then Asa came and he fortified it, he supported it, and therefore that resolved the question that we see that these two had built it, yeah, but originally it was from the days of Yishu ben Nun. And says the Gemara Dekanami, actually precise reading indicates this, because the Chassid, the Pasuk says after that, it says, Vayayim, that Asa said Lihuda to Judah, Nivne Esa'ar Me'ela, let's build these cities. What do you mean, these cities? You have to build it to become a city. No, Machlal, the Aram have a Meikara. Rather, the inference is they were cities, but rather they fell and then let's rebuild them. Shmamana, that's inferring like the answer we gave. Like Yishu ben Levi says, they were walled from the days of Yishu ben Nun. But then they were destroyed and rebuilt and then destroyed and rebuilt. Another teaching from Vamri Yishu ben Levi, continuing on the topic of our parak of the reciting of the Megillah. Nashim Chayavis b'mikra Megillah. The women are obligated in the recital of the Megillah, of the scroll that's read on Purim, of Megillah Esther. Why? Shafhen, Hay Bayis Anais, because they were also part of the miracle that the decree of Haman would decree on the women too to destroy them and to kill them, like it says in the pasuk, Minar Vatzak and Tavin Nashim. So since they were part of that miracle, therefore they're obligated in that persumines of reading the Megillah on Purim. Now the teaching from Rabbi Shmuel Levi on the topic, he says, Purim Shchalis b'Shabbos, and Purim, the 14th of Adar, falls out to be on Shabbos. Shailin v'dershin b'nyada shal yom. So we ask and we expound on the topic of the day, meaning they put up a speaker in front of the sage to expound on the letter of Purim, that of the Megillah Esther, in public. Now, says the Gemara, because as we'll later see, we don't read the Megillah on Shabbos. But they'll expound, they'll have a drasha, a lecture on the topic of Megillah Esther. But says the Gemara, Ma'iri Purim, but what are you saying about Shalom Adarshan on Purim? Why are you picking specifically Purim? I feel like Yom Tov Nami. Even every Yom Tov. The time, like the Braisa. Moshe Tikkun Lem Lisrael, Moshe instituted for the Jewish people, Shiyushalim Adarshan Binyan Shal Yom, that people should ask and expound on the topic of that day, of that Yom Tov. Hechas Pesach, Pesach. One expounds in halachas of Pesach on Pesach, halachas atzeres, batzeres, of Shavuos on Shavuos, v'chaschag b'chag, v'rav Sukkos on Sukkos. So that's every Yom Tov. Why picking specifically here of Purim? So the Gemara, no, Purim Mitzvachale. It was necessary to say it in Purim because Ma'od the Tamei Nigzim from the Rabbah. What would you say that we should make a decree because that of Rabbah? Because as the Gemara is going to tell us later on, why don't we recite the Megillah on Shabbos? And it's because maybe someone's going to take the Megillah. He's not going to know how to recite something. He's going to carry it for Amos and Meshus Rabbah, which is a Shabbos prohibition. So therefore, the rabbinic decree was not to go ahead and lane and recite the Megillah on Shabbos at all. So maybe you would think over here also that we shouldn't allow expounding on the Megillah to make a drash on it, because then they might come to recite it, which then that runs into the problem about carrying it for Amos and Meshus Rabbah. That's right to tell you that no, we don't recite the Megillah, which every single person does. And someone who's not so proficient might not be aware he's violating the laws of Shabbos, and in the moment come and do that. But for the Talmud Chacham, to make a drasha on Shabbos, that we weren't concerned. And therefore we have to say, yeah, no, we know we always do that. But even over here, that we go ahead and we do that, and we're not concerned for the Gzeira of Rabbah. Another teaching from Rabbi Shmuel Levi on this topic, says Chayiv Adam Likras is a Megillah Balayla. A person is obligated to recite the Megillah, which includes even or hearing it, which Shemeya Kaina, to recite the Megillah Balayla at nighttime, on the night of the 14th of Adar, and then to repeat it during the daytime, which is to commemorate the miracle, which as the Gemara is going to tell us later on, which they screamed out in the times of their travails, of their difficulties, they screamed out night and day, and therefore we recall the miracle, the night and the day of Purim. Shemak says the pasuk in Tehillim, which is in the Mizmor Lamnatzech al Ayelas HaShachar, which, as the Gemara says in Masechet Yomim Daf Chof Tes Min Alf, is referring to Esther Hamalkim. As the Gemara there explains, why was Esther compared to Ayelas HaShachar, to the hind, to the deer, where it talks about different things relating to that miracle. So we see that this parak in Tehillim is referring to Esther Hamalkim and the miracle of Purim, where it says over there that she says, Eloi Hai, my God, Ekri Yomim V'Loisanu. I call out during the daytime, you don't answer. V'layla in the nighttime, v'loy demile, and there's no silence, there's no respite for me. So you see that the screaming out was by nighttime and daytime, and again, therefore, the recalling of the miracle is both by night and day. Now, it says the Gemara, Savamina, the yeshiva students, they thought when they heard this interpretation in the Hebrew words, v'lishneisa bayoyim, they thought, what does it mean, v'lishneisa? It's a terminology of like v'shinantam, of Mishnah, of learning. So they thought, what does this mean, this teaching of Rabbi Shmuel Levi, that one has to read the Megillah at nighttime and v'leshenoisa bayayim, which we translate as repeating during the daytime, they thought it meant to learn during the daytime, which is l'mikrai b'lailya, at nighttime you recite the Megillah, v'lemisna masnitin didat, and then you learn the Mishnayis of Masechtas Megillah, b'mama, during the daytime. So that's what they thought it meant. On that, Omlu Rabbi Yirmi says, no, l'didi mefarshli m'ned r'b'chi b'rabba, to me it was explained from b'chi b'rabba, could go into Amri Inchi, like what people say, ever parshasada, I'm going to conclude this topic, v'isnaya, and I'm going to repeat it a second time. Meaning, l'shneisa is, in this context, is translated not as v'shinantam, of learning, but rather as shinun, as regarding as repeating, which has the same Mishnah l'melech, the second to the king, it has of repeating. That's what it means over here. It means to recite the Megillah at nighttime and during the daytime. And Manami, similarly, this halacha that we just said, we learned that Amar B'chelbo Amar Ula Bira, which his name was Ula from the town of Biri, so it's called Ula Bira. Schayiv Adam Likras is Megillah Balayla, v'lishnoisa b'yom. A person has to recite Megillah at nighttime and repeat it during the daytime. Shadim, like he brings the source of Pasuk at Tehillim that says, Laman, from a different parak, Laman Yizamer Chachavit, so that they sing to you your glory, which is during the daytime, below Yidim, and they're not silent. At nighttime, Hashem Lekai, Hashem my God, La'il Medeka, forever I will give thanks to you. Now, this pasuk is in the Mizmor Aramimcha Hashem Kiddilasani, Mizmor Shechanukah Sabayis, which there it says, I will praise you, Hashem, because you have lifted me up, which this is expounded in the Psikta, in the Brisa, referring to Mordechai and Esther and Haman and Achashverosh, because the recital of the Megillah is praise for Hashem, and we publicize that miracle, and everyone praises HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the miracle, Ves Laman Yizamercha, that everyone's thinking to you your glory, and we see that there's two terminologies, Laman Yizamercha Chavit, and Melo Yidim, one's referring to daytime, and one's referring to nighttime, which teaches us the obligation of reciting the Megillah at night and repeating during the daytime. Now the Mishnah had said that, yes, we recite the Megillah in a regular city on the 14th, and the walled cities from Yeshua Benun on the 15th. Ella, however, Shakfar Makdim Ali Meknisa. So where do we get that we open up the Masechta, the first Mishnah, Megillah Nikras, on the 11th, the 12th, and the 13th? That's because the villages, they go ahead and they don't recite it on the 14th or the 15th. They go for the previous day of gathering, which refers to Mondays and Thursdays, that they would go to the cities, because they're in the villages, they don't know how to recite the Megillah themselves. So they do it from the previous Monday or Thursday, which will be either 11th or 12th or 13th, possibly, of Adar. Now, regarding this halacha, Reb Chanina explains, Chacham hekilu al kfarm. The sages were lenient regarding the villages, lias magdima liyem haknisa, so that they go out and recite the Megillah from the previous day of the gathering, of the marketplace day, kedei sheisapku mayim amazin lachem shebekrachem, so that they can provide the water and the food for their brothers in the cities, who they celebrate the Yom Tov HaPurim on the 14th, so to give them time to so that the people in the cities could do what they need to do with the Yom Tov HaPurim, that others could provide for them. That is, and who does that? The villagers do that. So the people from the villages, they, if they're going to be busy reciting the Megillah, they won't be able to provide. So to be able to do that, they said, okay, they can lay in the Megillah a day or two, whatever it is, earlier. And therefore then the people in these towns will have people providing for them. Now as a continuum and base, the Gemara asks on that. Lememer, is that to say that the content of the Krachanavid, that this is an institution that was done for the people of the city, as we just explained it, so that they have their provision provided for them, which that sounds like. We want the people of the city, of the towns, to have time to be able to celebrate the Yom Tov HaPurim and not be busy taking care of the provisions. So that we have the villagers doing that because they already laid the Megillah earlier. Is that the reason why they have the villagers laying from the previous Monday or Thursday? But Vatanan, we're in the Mishnah that said, Chalis b'sheinif, let's say the 14th of Adar falls out on a Monday. So kfarim, v'yaris gedoilis karim b'bayim. So the villages and the people from the large towns, they all recite the Megillah on that day because anyways the villages are coming in on Monday and Thursday, so why not get on the 14th of Adar? Says the Gemara b'vimisa, but if it's like we just interpreted, l'kad m'liya meknisa, what do I mean? That's not good. Even though they're coming in now, but that means to say they're not going to have time to provide for the people of the town because they themselves are hearing the Megillah on the day of Purim too. They should go and do it on the previous day of the gathering. Says Gemara, no, you're right, but Havalu Asar, if that would be the case, if they're going from Monday back to the previous Thursday, that's going to come out on the 10th of Adar. Vasar le Tekin Rabbanan. And the 10th of Adar, that the Rabbanan did not institute, like we brought sources for it, the earliest we could find was 11th and 12th and 13th of Adar. The 10th, they didn't, and therefore that's why they didn't. So although it's a good question, but they weren't going to do it that much earlier. But the Gemara continues to ask Tashma from our Mishnah. That was if we said if it comes out on the Monday. Says the Mishnah similarly, Chalis b'chamishi, if the 14th of Adar falls out on a Thursday. So here too, Kfarim b'yaris gedolis karim b'bayim. The villagers and the people from the large towns, they recited on that day, on the Thursday, on the 14th of Adar. Here too, says the Gemara, v'misa, and if that was the case, like we interpreted before, that the reason why they lay in it on the earlier day is so that they can provide for the people of the towns, so the kadmu liyam eknisa. So then do it from the previous day of gathering, which is the Monday before. The achadasahu, that's not going to be as early as the 10th of Adar, that's going to be only the 11th of Adar, and that's within the purview of doing it earlier, and then they provide on Purim, on Thursday. Why they landing on Thursday there too? Says the Gemara, no, another technical reason why, because we don't push back the recital of the Megillah for those of the villages to a previous day of gathering. They only went to the previous day of gathering. If you're on the day of gathering, then you lay in it then, you don't do it to a previous day of gathering. So therefore that still allows the previous interpretation. But the Gemara says again, Toshma, let's bring it right from the next Mishnah. Amar Bihuda. He says, Emesah, he qualifies the halacha of our Mishnah. He says, when did we say this halacha that the villagers say it on the previous day of gathering, of the marketplace day? That's b'makom shenachnasna b'shein b'chamishi. That's a place where the villagers gather in the towns on Mondays and Thursdays. But if it's a place where those villagers, they don't come to town on the Mondays and Thursdays, so then you can incur the sale basman. So then the villagers themselves, they only recite it, they come into the town only on the 14th of Adar. They don't do it on the previous Monday or Thursday because there's no point. They don't come in on those days. But that's just the Gemara. But if you say, as we had previously interpreted, that the reason why we have the villagers saying early is so that they could provide, that the people in the towns have their needs taken care of with this help from the people of the villages. So since the villages don't come in on Mondays and Thursdays, that should cause a loss for the people of the cities. It's not for the villages, it's for the people of the cities. So even if they don't, let them come in on the previous Monday and Thursday so that the people of the town have their needs taken care of by the villages. So rather, says the Gemara, you're right. It's not like we said it so that they should provide for the people of the towns. Don't say that it's so they can provide for the water and the food of the people of the towns, and that it's for the people of the cities. No. Elima rather say, because they provide water and food for their brothers in the cities, so we reward them because they provide. So therefore, we say, okay, you know, because of that they provide, so we're going to go ahead and let them come in the previous Monday and Thursday as a convenience for them. But it's not for the people of the city, it's for them. And therefore, it said Rabbi Yehuda, when they don't come in on Mondays and Thursdays. So it's not a leniency for them to come in the previous Monday and Thursday. So since there's no gain, so then we want them to lean it on the appropriate day, which they're coming in town, especially for that, will be on the 14th, and therefore it's not going to be on the previous day. But again, the reason why they do it on the previous Monday and Thursday is simply because they have to come in all the way into the town. But they come in Monday and Thursday, so we're not going to make them come for a special day because we found dispensations in the Pasuk. You could do it in the earlier day, so therefore we let the villagers do it as early as the 11th of Av. Now, the Mishnah then went through the different cases of when is it going to be, of which day, for which place, on the 11th, 12th, 13th, 14th, 15th of Adar. So said the Mishnah as follows, Ketzer, how so? Chali is b'sheni b'shabbos, of let's say the 14th of Adar falls out to be on a Monday. So, as we've mentioned before, Kfar Mayor is Gedelis Kareb Mebayayim B'chulu. So the villages and the people of the cities, they do it that day, on the Monday, on the 14th, B'chulu, etc., which, and the people in the walled cities, they do it the next day, on Tuesday. And then it goes through all the cases, which takes us to all the different cases of the 13th, the 12th, and the 11th of Adar. Now, says the Gemara, which that was explained the opening halacha of a Mishnah, that Megillah can be read from the 11th of Adar to the 15th of Adar. But says Gemara, Maishna Resha, why is it different? The opening category of the Mishnah, the Nakat Sidur de Yarcha. When the Mishnah opened up this halacha, it went in the order of the days of the month. It says the Megillah could be read on the 11th, and the 12th, and the 13th, and the 14th, and the 15th of Adar, which in the order of the days of the month. But then why in the later in the Mishnah, when it comes to explain when we could have those cases, then suddenly it goes in the order of the days of the week, which actually what that ends up doing is actually ends up inverting the days of the month backwards. Because the way the Mishnah describes is like it opens up with the case, and it falls out to be on Erev Shabbos. So it says, okay, so then the villages are going to be the day before the Yom HaKnisa on Thursday. Oh, that's when they're going to land it on the 13th of Adar. Then it says, if let's say the 14th falls out to be on Shabbos, so then we say so that here too the villages are going to go back to the previous day of the marketplace, which that's going to be 2 days before, then they're going to land it on the 12th of Adar. And then we said, if it falls out to be on Sunday, then the villages are going to go back to the previous day of the gathering, which is going to be on the 11th of Adar. So here we have, instead of the order of the month, we're going the order of the week, which is going Friday, Shabbos, Sunday. And then actually what ends up being the days of the month are going backwards when they landed on the 13th and the 12th and the 11th of Adar. Why'd they do that? Says the Gemara, because I did a mishavchile, because since it's going to be backwards, in other words, through this idea that we're going in the days of the week, if you would go according to the order of the days of the month, so the days of the week would be backwards and people would end up confusing the halacha of the Mishnah because you would have to end up calling it backwards. In other words, if you wanted to go in the order of like days of the month, like we said, the 11th, 1st, and then mention 12th, and then mention 13th, so what you would have to do is you would have to say, okay, if it falls out to be on Sunday, then they can lay it on the 11th. Then you would have to say if it falls out on Shabbos, which we're going backwards in the days of the week. If it falls out on Shabbos, then it'll be the 12th of Adar. And if it falls out on Friday, then they can lay it on the 13th of Adar. But if that's the case, so then it's confusing because you're going backwards. And you have to remember that that's the order of the halacha that we're talking about. So therefore, nokat sidur diyemi. Therefore, they mention the order of the days of the week. So you go in the order of the days of the week, and then you could keep track. Friday, Shabbos, Sunday. Now, Although, essentially, here's also backwards, because that means to say the days of the month are backwards, but that wasn't mentioned by the Tana of the Mishnah, because that's just inferred. But you're not saying anything backwards. You're going in order, Friday, Shabbat, Sunday. Those are the cases we're talking about. And therefore, it's not going to cause any room for error, and therefore they picked in the Sefer, because we're anyways talking about, you have to say the day of the week, because that's the point of saying Mondays and Thursdays. So once you mention days of the week, we want to talk about it in the order, so therefore we said in the order of Friday, Shabbat, Sunday. And although the days of the month are backwards, but we didn't talk about that. Whereas in the Reisha, they were talking about the days of the month, and therefore they said it in that order of 11, 12, 13, 14, 15. Now the Mishnah said this case that we spoke about, Chalis, Be'er Shabbos, the first case it spoke about, if it falls out to be on a Friday, Bechulu, etc. So then it talks about what the halacha is. Now, says the Gemara, Masnit Mani, who is the town of a Mishnah that said that if it falls out to be on a Friday? So it says, Ayaris, the regular towns, and Mukafas Chayma, those that are surrounded with a wall, they recite it on that day on Erev Shabbos on the 14th, although generally a walled city does it on the 15th, but you can't do it on Shabbos because Shabbos we say it only in Megillah. You can't do it on Sunday because you can't do past the 15th. So they both do on the 14th, and the villagers, we said they do it on the Yom HaKnisa the day before on Thursday. Who's the town of Amishnah? Says the Gemara, E Rebbe Yasi, can be either Rebbe or Yasi, as the Gemara proves from two different brises. Says the Gemara, my Rebbe, what's this halacha of Rebbe? The town like learn the brisa. Chalis, by Erev Shabbos, regarding this case that we're discussing in the Mishnah, the 14th of Adar falls out to be on Friday, on Erev Shabbos. So the Tanna Kama says, Kfarim, Va'ayoris Gedoilis, the villages and the large towns, Magdim Eliyam HaKnisa, they both do it on the 13th of Adar, on the day of the last marketplace day, which is on Thursday. U'makaf and Chayim HaKarim Bebeyem, and the walled cities, they do it that day of the 14th of Adar. Rebbe Yema, however, he says, like we say in the Mishnah, Oyman, he says, I say, La'yitcha Yaris Mimakamen. No, we don't push away the cities from their place, which is to recite on the 14th of Adar, which in this year is an Erev Shabbos. Ela'elu be'elu Karim Babiyam. No, rather both of them, the Ayaris and the Mukavas Chema, will recite it that day on Erev Shabbos, which again, like the Allah of our Mishnah. Now, the Gemara explains, my time in the Tanakama, what's the reason of the Tanakama that he said that no, Ayaris, the cities which usually landed on the 14th of Adar, will not do it on that Erev Shabbos of the 14th of Adar, rather the day before on Thursday on the 13th of Adar. Because the Pasuk says, Megillah Esther, to fulfill on them to do the 14th of Adar and the 15th of Adar, B'chol Shana B'Shana, every single year, which is that generally, every single year, they fulfill these 2 days the way they're written according to their times, which is generally the regular cities are on the 14th, and the walled cities are on the 15th. So therefore, what it's telling us is that every single year, it should be the same, which is, what does it mean, B'chol Shana B'Shana? Ma'akal Shana B'Shana, just like every single year. Ayaris, Kaidim, Muslim, Mukafin, the regular cities, the regular towns, are before the walled cities. They're on 14th and they're on 15th. Afkan, Ayaris, Kaidim, Mukafin. So to this year, the regular towns have to be before the walled cities. Now the walled cities this year can't be on the 15th, and they can't be on the 16th. 15th because it's Shabbos, 16th because it's too late. So the Mukafas, Chema, who are always the later one, they'll be on the Friday and the 14th. But that means to say that Ayaris have to be pushed back to Thursday to be on the 13th of Adar. But says the Gemara, but they maybe say different interpretation. Maybe say b'chol shana b'shana, yes, every single year, which tells you ma'kol shana b'shana, just like every single year. Ein nedachin ayaris memekayman. We don't push away the regular towns from their place of being the 14th of Adar. Safkan lo yitcha ayaris memekayman. Maybe here also in this year we shouldn't reject and push away the towns from their place, which is on the 14th of Adar. Says the Gemara, no, the Tanakam would tell you, Shani Hachad Le'efshah, here it's different because it's not possible. Because that, if you would keep the Ayaris on the 14th of Adar, on Erev Shabbos, then you wouldn't be having the Ayaris before the Mukafin, which we said you have to, because Mukafas cannot be on Shabbos. So, just like every single year, the Ayaris are before the Mukafas, so therefore we're going to push back the Ayaris to the Thursday and the Mukafas Chayma on that Friday. Now, but for Rebbe, my time, what's the reason of Rebbe, like the Tanakam of our Mishnah, that he says that no, both the Ayaris and Mukaf HaChemes are on that Erev Shabbos on the 14th of Adar, because he makes a different interpretation of B'chol Shana B'Shana every single year. He says, Ma'kol Shana B'Shana in Ayaris Nedachim and B'Kaiman, which is essentially the question we asked in Tanna Kamma, and that's the way he interprets it. Just like every single year, we don't push away the cities, the regular cities from their place, they're on the 14th of Adar. Afkan lo yitcha Ayaris and B'Kaiman. That's what's telling it. Every single year, the Ayaris, the non-walled cities, will be on the 14th of Adar, and here also. But then the question is, but maybe say b'chol shana b'shana like every single year, ma'kol shana b'shana ayaris kaidmis l'makafin, just like every single year, the ayaris are before the makafin, afkanam ayaris kaidmis l'makafin, here also, they have to be before, and therefore should be like the Tanakama. Ayaris should be on Yud Gimel, and the makafin will be on Yud Dal on Erev Shabbos. Says the Gemara, here also he says, no, shani hach d'le'afshir, here it's not possible, here it's different because it's not possible. So again, each Man the Amr is going to say what he holds as primary. One of them is going to have to move for the other one, but he holds this is the primary. It stays on its day, which is the 14th. And you're right, it's not going to be before. They're both going to be on the 14th of Adar and Erev Shabbos. Now the Gemara says, "Am I Rabbi Yisi?" We said two man the amrim, two opinions could be the halacha of a mishnah. What's his opinion of Rabbi Yisi that he's like the halacha of a mishnah that the mukafes chayma and the ayoros are both going to be on the 14th of Adar when it falls on Erev Shabbos? Is it time to like learn the brisa? Chalis by Erev Shabbos. This case that we're discussing, if the 14th of Adar falls out to be on Erev Shabbos, so the Tanna Kama says mukafen the walled cities, vikfarm and the villages, magdimali and maknisa. Tanna Kama holds that actually the walled city goes back to be on the 13th of Adar. Goes back to be on the day of the marketplace, the same day that the villages go to, on Thursday. And the large towns, the unwalled cities, they recited that day on the 14th of Adar. Whereas Rabbi Yisim, he says like the halacha of the Mishnah, he says, no, Emokav and Kermel Yoros, you never have the walled cities being before the regular cities. And he neither does he hold that, however, that you push back the Yoros, because they're not netchis mem kaiman. Rather, he says like the lach of a mishnah that both the Ayoros and mukavas chayma are going to be recited on that day of Erev Shabbos on the 14th of Adar. Says the Gemara, my time in the Tanna Kamma. What's the reason Tanna Kamma? He says that actually the mukavas chayma, or usually on the 15th of Adar, they're going to be going pushed back to the Thursday to the Yom HaKnisa together with the villages. So says the Gemara, because the pasuk says, and again he's going to expound it his way. Mechal shana v'shana, every single year. That every single year you do the same thing. Which is, Makal Shana Vashana Yoris Barba Asa, just like every single year. The regular cities, they recite the Megillah on the 14th of Adar, and they don't get rejected from their place. Not like the Tanna Kamma of Rebbe, who he says, oh, okay, we're going to go ahead and push this, the Ayoris back to Thursday. No, it stays the same. Moreover, he adds another variable. Vizmani shel zeh, lo yizmani shel zeh, and neither is the date of the 14th of the Ayoris going to be the same date as the Mukafis, which is usually on the 15th. So, but here you can't do the Ayoris have to stay the same, like he pointed out in this first variable. And Mukafis can be the same day, but the problem is Mukafis can't be on Shabbos, and neither can it be on Sunday. So that's why he doesn't hold like the Tanna Kamma of this brisa, which says that like that the krachim should be on the same day as meaning as the same day as like Rabbi Yisi, like the halacha of our mishnah. He doesn't like the halacha of our mishnah because it can't be the same day. So he says afkana yoris baba. So therefore he says like this. He says Tanna Kamma of this bray says the yoris will be on the 14th of Adar. Vizmanu shel zeh, lizmanu shel zeh, and you can't have it to be on the same day as the yoris. So what do? You push it back to Liyam HaKnisa. So you have two things. You have the Ayoros being on the day it always is, which is the 14th. And the Karachim won't be the same day. Why? Because they'll be pushed back to Thursday, like the days of the villages. But the Gemara asks, Ve'ema but say a different interpretation. Chal Shana B'Shana says every single year, which is Ma Chal Shana B'Shana, just like every single year, Ema Kavim Kamal Ayoros. You never have the walled cities being before the regular cities, because they're on the 15th and the Ayoros are on the 14th. Afkan, Ema Kavim Kamal Ayoros. So you should say that the walled cities should not be before the regular towns. Here too says the Gemara Shani Hachad Leyafsha. Here it's different because it's not possible. Because if you're not going to make the Mukafin earlier to the 13th of Adar on that previous Thursday, then you have to uproot the Ayaris because of the Mukafin, which we don't do, says this Tanna Kamma. It says that always stays the same on the 14th. Or you have to read on the same day, which also we don't do because every year it's not on the same day. So therefore he pushes the Krachim, the Mukafas Chaima, back to the 13th of Adar. It says, my time under B'Yisi. What's the reason of B'Yisi, which like the Allah of Amishnah, that no, he says both of them, the Ayoros and Mukafin, are on the 14th of Adar, on this Erev Shabbos? Because he says, B'chal Shana V'Shana, like every single year. Ma'chal Shana V'Shana, in Mukafin, Kamla Yaris, just like every single year. No. Which in each one, Rabbi Yisi and Rebbe, the way we interpret them is to be contentious with their Tanna Kamma, which is specifically on the point that he says, just like every single year, Emokav and Kamla Yaris, no, the walled cities are not before the cities. Afkan, Emokav and Kamla Yaris. So to hear, the walled cities are not going to be before the regular ones, so you can't do like the Tanna Kamma says to push it back to the 13th. So rather, it's going to be on the same day, on the 14th of Adar, on Erev Shabbos. But says the Gemara, but the Emokav and Kamla Yaris, but maybe say, just like every single year, Ma'kal Shana V'Shana, just like every single year, Zmanu Shel Zeh, Lo Yizmanu Shel Zeh, which was the Tanna Kamma's point, then not on the same date, Afkan Zmanu Shel Zeh, Lo Yizmanu Shel Zeh. So to hear this year, it shouldn't be on the same date. How could they both be on Erev Shabbos? Says the Gemara, Shana Hochad, Lefshah. Here it's different because it's not possible. So again, therefore, each opinion comes out of what's the primary and which one is going to be pushed because of the situation. But one thing we see is that both in these two brises, Rebbe and Rebisi, hold like the halacha of our mishnah, but there are those who disagree and say that it's going to be a different configuration of what is done for the different places for reciting Megillah when the 14th of Adar falls out to be on the Erev Shabbos. But now the Gemara asks, "B'savah Rebbe, does Rebbe really hold, like we pointed out in the first Braisa, like the Halacha Mishnah, that Ayoris Leidechin Liyam Knisa, that we don't push back a city, or a non-walled city, to the day of the gathering of the 13th of Adar?" I mean, it's his time. The Gemara says, look, the ear is before the Mukafin, so Mukafin will be on the 14th, and Ayoris will be on the Thursday. And he says, no, you don't push back the ear. You keep it on the day that it always is, which on the 14th. Okay, so it'll be the same day as Mukav B'Shema. So it sounds like he holds that you don't push the city, a regular year, back to L'Yom HaKnisa. But Batan, the Braisa seems to contradict this. The Braisa says, Chali is B'Shabbos. If the 14th of Adar falls out to be on a Shabbos, so what's Halacha? So Kfarim Makdim L'Yom HaKnisa. The villages, as they always do, if you're not reciting on that day, they go back to the previous marketplace day, which is on the previous Thursday. But Yeriz G'daylois, Kairin be'erv Shabbos, and the big cities, they recite a day before on Friday. And Mukavas Chema Lamachar, and the walled cities, they'll do it the next day on Sunday, which is the day they always do on the 15th of Adar. That's the Tanakh. Rebbe, he says, I say, Hayil v'nitcha yoris me'mekayim, and since the cities are being pushed away from their place, meaning they're not reciting on the 14th of Adar this year anyway, because the falls is to be on Shabbos, as we're going to shortly explain, you don't recite Megillah on Shabbos. So then you don't push them back like the Tanakh says to the day before Friday. Rather, once we're pushing them away, we push them back to the previous marketplace day, to the previous Thursday. So you see that we do push back an ear to Yom HaKnisa. So why does he say in the verse recorded before that, you know, it's a situation you got to push back. You got to move something around. So why does he hold that? No, we got to keep the ear on the 14th of Adar, even though it's going to be a problem because it's really going to be the same day as the Krachim. Like, you don't push it back, Liyam HaKnisa. But you see over here when the falls on Shabbos, you do more than just the day before. You push back Liyam HaKnisa. So why does he say in the previous price that you don't? It says Gemara Hachi Hashta. Can you compare the two? Hasam Zmanim Shabbosi. Here in this last price, we just quoted, what's the date of the ear in this city in this year? It's on Shabbos. The 14th of Adar falls on Shabbos. Now, for Hoyl Denitcho Yitru, once we're rejecting it anyways, you're not doing it on the day anyways, so then we'll push it away to a more appropriate time, that of Yom HaKnisa, which is when the villagers are going to lay in the Megillah anyway. But V'hacha Zman Merv Shabbos, in the first Braisa, the date of the 14th of Adar is on Friday, and therefore you have no need to push it away. If you have no need to push it away, we're not going to push it away to the Yom HaKnisa. Right, if you're doing it anyway, so we'll do the Yom HaKnisa, and therefore that doesn't reject his first interpretation from the previous Braisa. Now the Gemara asks, based on this teaching of Rebbe, Kaman Azla Hada Amar Reb Chel by Amar Reb Huna. According to whom does this Amarok teaching of Reb Huna go like, which he said, Purim Shechalis B'Shabbos, if Purim falls out to be on Shabbos, Hakol Nitchen L'Yem HaKnisa, everyone is pushed back to the previous day of the gathering. Which the Gemara asks, Hakol Nidach and Sagadayta, can you really entertain to say everyone goes back to the previous Thursday? But Ve'ikam Mokafin the Avdi L'Macha, but you have the wolf cities that they of course do the next day on Sunday, because that's the 15th of Adar. So El Rather says the Gemara, no, what he was saying was, Kala Nitcho, whoever is going to be pushed away that can't do it on this day of Shabbos, Yitzchel Liyam HaKnisa will be pushed back to the previous marketplace day. Oh, says the Gemara, come on, who's that like? That's Karebi, who we just said, that he's of the opinion, which we just asked from this Braisa, that he holds that then even the Ayaris are not going to be just the day before, they're also going to go back to the previous Yom HaKnisa. But the Gemara asks, what was the underlying of a lot of the halachas we had set up until now? The Kuli Al-Mamir, but everyone agrees, Megillah B'Shabbos Lo Karina, but we don't recite the Megillah on the day of Shabbos. So it's Gemara, my time, what's the reason why? So Amar Rabbi says, Hakol Chayavin B'Kriz Megillah, and some Gersoys have this with B'Tekiyah Shefer. Everyone is obligated to recite the Megillah and the blowing of the Shefer. Now, since a person is obligated in something, he's tumultuous because he knows he has to go ahead and fulfill this obligation. Now, since everyone, includes every individual, has to recite the Megillah, but they ain't hakol bekin b'mikra Megillah, but not everyone's so proficient in the recital of the Megillah. So therefore, if we would have it done on Shabbos, there's a gezerah, there's a rabbinic decree, Shem Yitzlen LeBiyodeh, maybe he's going to take it in his hand, v'yelech itzal baki lima, he's going to go to someone who is proficient in the recital of the Megillah to learn, he says, how do I do this? I'm trying to read the Megillah, I'm getting stuck on this. And in his great tumult, he won't realize that Shabbos, and he's going to run the street, he's been carried four amos in the public domain, violating the issur d'oraisa of Shabbos, which Rashi points out that even if someone's in the fields and he has a Megillah in his hand, it's still appropriate to make this decree, which one is even carrying Rosh Hashanah, even not going from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah, you're not like carry four amos of Rosh Hashanah. So therefore, to avoid that possible desecration of Shabbos, we said we don't recite the Megillah on Shabbos. And says the Gemara, by the time of the Shofar, that's the reason why we don't blow the Shofar on Shabbos. By the time of the Lulav, that's the reason why we don't shakar the Lulav on Shabbos. Same reasons, because everyone has to fulfill these mitzvahs, and people are not so proficient that they might come to run to someone who's proficient and carry Dalai Lama's Rosh Hashanah, and therefore we don't recite it on Shabbos. That's one interpretation. The Yesiv Ameh says a different interpretation, specifically for that of why we don't lay the Megillah on Shabbos. says b'mnei she'inayin shel aniyim, because the eyes of the poor nois nesuis b'mikra megillah, they're lifted up by the recital of the Megillah. Why? Because when they hear the Megillah being read, they know that people are going to fulfill the mitzvah of Purim, which is matanis lav yoinim. They get all these gifts that everyone's giving them on the day of Purim, which is not possible to give on Shabbos, because one cannot give matanis lav yoinim on Shabbos because of muktzah, of money and gifts. So to avoid that problem, we don't lay in the Megillah on Shabbos so that the poor don't have that depression of not getting the matanis lav yoinim. As the Gemara says, Tanna Melacha, similar in the Braisa. Even though they said that the villages go ahead and lay the Megillah on the previous day, but they actually collect that day when they go ahead and do an earlier recital of Megillah, let's say the 11th or 12th of Adar, the collectors collect matanis lav yoinim, and that day, even though it's not really the day of Purim, that's the day they give out the gifts to the poor. Now, the Gemara asks actually on this, the terminology of the Braisa, even though that they said, to the contrary, it's Mishum Da'amru, because they said that you were going to recite the Megillah earlier day, that's why they said to go ahead and do earlier the Matanis Lav Yoinim, as the Tanya of the Braisa explains, because the poor have their eyes that are looking out for the gifts. That's why, it's not even though, it's actually because. So Eli Rather says, Gemara, you're right, the reading's supposed to be, Ha'il Va'amru Shekvar Magdim Le'Meknisa, since they said that the villages are going to go ahead and recite the Megillah earlier, to the day of the marketplace day, so that's why they collect that day and they divide that day, Matanis Lav Yoinim, even though it's not really Purim. Because when they hear the Megillah, that's when their eyes get lifted up. Oh, people are going to go ahead and give me money and give me gifts and all these things. Which again, that's why we said we don't lay in the Megillah on Shabbos, because of that problem of they're going to want Matanis Lav Yoinim, which you can't. That's actually the same reason why when the villages do an earlier day, that's actually the day they give Matanis Lav Yoinim. Avol, but as the Gemara continues, the top of Haman Aleph, Simcha, the fulfillment of rejoicing, of the Sudas Purim, of eating and drinking, all those things, in the Heges El Bezman. That is only on the day of the 14th of Adar. This leniency of the 11th and 12th and 13th of Adar is only for the Mikra Megillah, a leniency for the villages. And yes, once we're doing Mikra Megillah, because the poor are looking then, so that's when we could do Matanis Lav Yoinim. But all the other mitzvahs hayayim, that of rejoicing we're going to do, even the villages are all going to be done on the 14th of Adar, just like all the Ayaris Gedolos.